Welcome to our CDH Conversations podcast. In this podcast, we are going to discuss mortgage bonds, a beginner's guide to mortgage bonds, essentially. In particular, what are they? Why are they so important? And the basics behind registering a mortgage bond. A warm hello to all of our listeners. Today's guest speaker is one of our Cliff Decker Hofmeyer associates, Sune Kruger. Sune has become well known as an up-and-coming in our department, specializing in mortgage bonds, overseeing the registration of hundreds of bonds to date, maybe even thousands. Sune, welcome, and thank you for joining us today and sharing your knowledge with our listeners.
Thank you for having me, Kirsty. I look forward to enlightening our listeners more about processes and mortgage bonds in general.
Wonderful. Let's get started then. Let's start off with the basics. What is a mortgage bond?
So a mortgage bond are concerned with the registration of bonds over immovable property, for example, land, as security. They're registered in the deeds office to secure an obligation on the part of the mortgagor, or which we will know better as the borrower, towards a mortgagee, which would usually be a large financial institution such as a bank. You can also register notarial bonds, but they are concerned with the registration of bonds over movable property, for example, stock. And deed of transfer, on the other hand, that's concerned with the transfer of immovable property from one person to the other, which is a completely separate process to a mortgage bond registration. However, today only discuss the registration of a mortgage bond over immovable property.
Wonderful, wonderful. So immovable property being fixed land. So Sune, tell us, why do you need to register a mortgage bond? What's so important about registering it? Why can't we just sign a contract and be done with it? Why must we register it?
So on registration of a mortgage bond, it would serve a threefold purpose. It will entitle the bank to sell property burdened to satisfy its claims if the borrower fails to comply with its obligations. It will also become relevant once the borrower becomes insolvent. It would secure the bank a claim over that property. And it would also restrict the borrower's competence to dispose of the property if need be.
Great. Registration. That is why we need to register bonds. It makes sense. One of the things I always liked with the idea of registering a bond is that everyone's aware. Like, to pull a fast one on someone is not that easy because the deeds registry's database is actually accessible to your average Joe, if they just know where to go and look.
Absolutely, Kirsty. Absolutely. In today's day and age, it's so important to ensure we secure these obligations on systems like the deeds office to ensure or to limit fraud in the country at the moment. So I think it is absolutely true.
Definitely, definitely. Fraudsters are becoming ever more inventive. So whatever a person can do to put in place to mitigate that risk is brilliant. Tell me, Sune, when can you register a mortgage bond? When do you get to that point of having to register it?
So I would definitely highlight three specific instances that we deal with daily. That would be when you are the owner of a property, you can register a first or further mortgage bonds. When you purchase a new property, which ownership will vest in you after registration thereof. And when you switch a current mortgage bond registered from one financial institution to another, but you still remain the owner of the said property.
Okay, so for all of those, you would need to register a mortgage bond in order for it to be properly valid.
100%, yes, which we will refer to as a real right, but I will get into that in more depth.
Great. So now let's talk costs. Are we talking big money, small money? I mean, if I buy a R1 million home, I don't want to pay as much as the bloke who's paying R10 million for his property. What are we talking about when it comes to costs to register a mortgage bond?
Very important question, Kirsty. There is actually various costs involved when registering a mortgage bond. One must remember that it's still separate from a transfer process. So mortgage bond fees would be over and above your transfer costs. So bond registration costs, there's a professional fee involved, which is payable to a bond attorney to get the mortgage bond registered over the property. The fee amount will definitely vary according to the value of your home loan, but it is based on the national prescribed tariff fee, which is calculated on a sliding scale. The deeds office registration fee, however, which we will refer to as a disbursement, is also fixed according to the value of your home loan and is paid to the deeds office directly upon registration of the mortgage bond. But no need to fear, the fee will be included in your statement of account received from the bond attorneys as well. Then, very important, there's no transfer duty payable to SARS for the registration of a mortgage bond. And luckily, no rates clearance certificate is required at all. So that's a very good bonus there.
Good to know. Oh, anything where there's not an additional cost. So tell me something. If I own my property, I decide I want to mortgage it now. I know when you transfer property, you need to get electrical compliance certificates, but do you need to get certificates like that when you register a mortgage bond over a property if you're already the owner?
Yes, so thank you, Gusty. I think the problem might be is in the instances where you might have made any additions or alterations to the building. In those instances, the bank might definitely require updated certificates of those. But we do see these requirements up and coming at this moment in time, seeing a lot more electrical compliance certificates, seeing a lot more gas certificates and NHBRC certificates as well. So it's very important to ensure you have all those documents on hand when you become the registered owner of that property. So when the bank requires them, you're able to produce them.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Because I've heard a couple of people talk about that. You know, the banks are also trying to cover themselves. So it does make sense. So now take us through the process. Give us like a very sort of normal bloke buying his first home. Give us a little bit of a rundown on the process. What are you going to sort of expect to find in your various steps, 1, 2, registered, essentially?
Perfect. So the first step will be if you want to apply for a mortgage bond, you would normally make an application through either a private banker, a bond originator, or you can attend a bank branch directly if you wish to register a bond in favor of a financial institution. If your bond application has been approved, you will be required to accept a quotation from the bank within a certain period. Once you've accepted the quote, the bank will proceed to instruct an attorney on their panel to attend to the registration of the mortgage bond on their behalf. After the attorneys receive the instruction, they will prepare the bank's documentation for signature. This might include a whole stack of documents from the loan agreement to the actual mortgage bond to be registered in the deeds office. The reason being is there is a contractual relationship that is established between the bank and the borrower, which comes into existence by means of the signature of the loan agreement. In the loan agreement, the rights and the duties between the two parties are stipulated. And very important that upon signature of the loan agreement, it will establish a personal right between the parties, which can be similarly compared to a deed of sale. The registration of the mortgage bond, however, in the deeds office will establish a real right which is enforceable against third parties. As the mortgage bond must be executed by the owner of the movable property before the registrar of deeds, the attorneys will prepare a power of attorney for you to sign, authorizing a conveyancer to execute the mortgage bond on your behalf.
Interesting, interesting. So now I'm curious. I remember back in the day signing my mortgage bond and it was a pile of documents. I mean, we were talking 50, 60 pages. Are the banks still making use of paper? Are we still signing up, you know, a lot of trees, or are they actually starting to look at alternatives?
Well, unfortunately, you know, it's still important for us to have wet ink signatures on record. The deeds office mainly require wet ink signatures for registrable documents at this moment. The banks are exploring going towards electronic signatures, but it's really a slow process. And even if we do use electronic signatures, clients are still required to attend the offices in person to identify themselves and at least do one signature, which will pull through on all of the documents. And unfortunately, yes, Gussie, we still sign stacks of documents. This includes quotation, loan agreement. These days, it will include poppy consents. You know, so unfortunately, we're still not there yet, but we are seeing some good progress being made. So on that note, the bank also has several processes and conditions and certain milestones that need to be adhered to by bond attorneys. They will only also provide us with a proceed to lodge and register once we have complied with all of these conditions. The previous conditions that you might refer to would be that electrical compliance certificate or any of these additional documents will be required. And then once the bank is satisfied, they will provide us with a proceed to lodge, and the bond will definitely then be lodged in the deeds office accordingly. The standard turnaround time I think you can expect would be plus minus 2 months or 60 days from date of receipt of the instruction. It will obviously depend on the circumstances and the nature of the instruction. However, just note that when you are purchasing the property, the mortgage bond can only be lodged simultaneously with the deed of transfer. The transfer and the bond must therefore be registered simultaneously, as you cannot register a mortgage bond over property that you're not the owner of. So important again, the transfer is a separate process from the mortgage bond registration and will be attended to by a separate firm of attorneys, but the process will run parallel. The same will be applicable if you switch your mortgage bond that is already registered from one financial institution to another. We will also be required to link that transaction and lodge and register simultaneous with the attorneys instructed to deal with the current mortgage bond cancellation. Now, after the deeds office examined the documentation and no notes were raised, then the mortgage bond will be available for registration and the real right in favor of the bank will be established and enforceable against third parties. So just an important note is that after registration, the original title deeds will be released from the deeds office and the bond attorneys will deliver the title deed to the bank to hold as security until the mortgage bond is cancelled.
Clever. It's a good risk tactic that the bank
absolutely
holds onto that title deed. Like we said, in today's day and age, you never know. So very clever security for the bank. Tell me, Sinead, when can you cancel the mortgage bond? You spoke about canceling it. I mean, would a person cancel it for lots of different kinds of reasons? When exactly would you cancel it? When would you be able to cancel it?
Yes, so that's a very good question. A client sometimes seem not to completely understand the process because once your home loan is fully paid, you must actually formally apply to the bank to provide their consent to cancel the bond in the deeds office. And upon formal cancellation in the deeds office, then the agreement between the parties will only terminate. But you can decide to rather keep your bond facility open if you need to borrow money in the future, but only if you have an access bond, of course. But just note that the mortgage bond will then not be cancelled at the deeds office and no monthly installment will be due unless you withdraw funds from the home loan account. And of course, when you sell the property, the mortgage bond registered will have to be cancelled, but the bank will issue cancellation figures, which are due and payable on registration of the property into the name of the new purchaser. So very important to note there.
Sinead, thank you. Thank you. It's a lovely beginner's guide. You know, you get a lot of people who are just transitioning into their adulthood and a nice 101 on what a bond is, what to expect. It's always good to have a guide. Thank you so much for joining us today, Sinead. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and giving our listeners a great beginner's guide to mortgage bonds. First-time buyers will hopefully feel more confident and informed going forward into the world of adulting, as we call it nowadays, when they take that next big step in acquiring their first home. Thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today. Keep well.
Thank you for having me, Kirsty.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.